Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, well, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, welcome back. You good?
I'm shook. Shook is what I am. Do you want me to tell the whole? You've opened the door, buddy. Here it comes. So I walk around during the breaks, and you know we don't have the biggest office, the biggest floor, but you know, and I could go out. I have a way to get in and out, but I do laps around our offices during the breaks. And a part of that is there's a large conference room with, I don't know, 15, 16 chairs around it, big table. We have meetings in there sometimes. And that's like the end of my loop. I loop through that room or walk around the table and then come back here. And I got in the habit when I was doing this in the winter of tucking the chairs into the table. In part because I'm a lunatic and I like to have everything look symmetrical, and so I want the chairs to be look. But it's also to protect myself at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday in the winter. It's dark in there, and if I go walking through there, it's pitch dark. The shades are closed. I'm going to trip and fall on a chair that's askew. So
terrible.
I've gotten in the habit of tucking the chairs in. So I don't know. 45 minutes ago, I took this walk. And I went through that room, and I didn't have to tuck any chairs in, and it's not as big an issue now because it's light out until we're off the air.
You can see your way around.
I can see my way around if there's something in my way. But everything was neat. Like, all the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, at, you know, whatever, 4:58 or whenever we went to break, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were, like, 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. Like, somebody was sitting and just pushed the chair as far and as hard as they could away from the table and left the room. 10 different people did this in that room. And there are, what, 8 people here right now?
I'm not sure there are that many.
I mean, you got us
three. There are 4 of us.
There's Puckett's out there. There's Brayton out there. A couple of other dudes. Producer for Bowerly's show. There's definitely 10. Less than 10.
Okay.
What happened between like 4:15 and 5 o'clock? Like, did everyone show up for a meeting and just wreck the room? I mean, wreck the room's a little strong. And then just leave?
On a Friday, I doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sunny. Well, I just have no idea. I feel like someone who knows that I do that with the chairs is messing with me. But there's nobody here. There are a couple of women who work down at that end of the building that I have confided in them that I have a thing about the chair. I tuck the chair. I want the chairs to look nice. And they kid me about it when they see me. They're not here every day. But when they see me, they smile and laugh and like, there he goes to fix his chairs or whatever. Yeah, Allie.
Samantha?
Yes. And so they're not here.
No.
No one's here. Like, I could see Allie wanting to mess with me that way.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem that type to me.
She makes fun of me
but sometimes,
in a fun, good-natured way about this, that I take this walk and that I have this chair thing.
Well, you may know her better than I do, but sometimes people have that and you don't know it, that sort of capacity.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she were here. I would have thought, why did you do that to the chair? I would have immediately accused her of messing with the chairs. Uh-huh.
You sort of want to right now anyway, even though she's not, haven't seen her.
Right. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs? Who moved those chairs? Who was in there? I mean,
there's really no chance there was a meeting.
No. If everyone who's here in the building right now went down there, including us, and left the chairs like that, that's the only explanation I have. And I know we didn't do that. I don't believe any of the people that are working in the newsroom went and did that. What the hell happened?
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
It wasn't just one chair either. It literally was like 10 chairs were just all over the place in there. I mean, as far away from the table as the walls would allow them to be is where the chairs were. And I just... I stood in the doorway like, how? Why?
You'd been there an hour ago.
Not even an hour ago.
And then you went back.
Yeah. And there's no one here.
Ghosts.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
What would be the likeliest scenario? Something happened.
Yeah.
There was no meeting. There's no way the big shots are coming in to have a meeting, and they're all, they wouldn't even do that anyway. I think feel like most of the people we work for would put the chairs back, you know, like you're taught to do.
I can tell you that that does not happen.
Okay, maybe not. They're not in the building.
Yeah, and
so that's out.
And this was way more aggressive than it, you know, normally, you know, there'd be like a chair or two that might be in my way that I could trip on if it were dark and I got to tuck it in. Mm-hmm. This again was like 10 of the chairs were just... Like, what's even happening?
I don't know.
It would not have been, given the state of the room, it would not have been surprising to see one of the chairs on the table. Literally, that's how messed up the room was.
You know, I hadn't thought of that one.
So I just don't have any idea what could have happened.
I should have thought of that one.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day. And last week, right, Zach? One day, I talked about it.
Wait, this is real.
The audience knows.
Oh, you guys are the best.
I was so worried missed your live reaction when I had to do my update. I was very nervous. I missed your live reaction.
I couldn't look at you. I was staring at my phone when you were telling me what happened.
I walked in and stood at the door. Like, yeah. I didn't even sit down. I couldn't even get in the room. I'm just like, how many people are? I'm yelling. How many people are in here right now? 8 of us.
Since you haven't said anything, like it's just for me, just also getting up and walking around. But I try to put the chairs in and spread them out in a certain way that makes it impossible to understand. Like the chairs are touching each other face to face or back to back, all the way in the corner.
Yes.
I put one that's like facing right down at the garbage can. So you'd be like sitting right up on top of the garbage can?
Well,
I don't know.
Good job.
I don't know.
You did a good job.
Finally.
You shook me.
Finally. Finally a payoff.
Were you? What? So you have been doing this for how long?
Shortly after the time you told me that the thing, like that you go down there and
fix the chairs. I don't trip on them?
Yes. Since shortly after that. Not every day, but every other day.
Were you doing this when it was dark out still?
I don't know. It was whenever you said that.
Because I never had any.
Like 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Since then.
Wow.
And I do think like it hasn't come up yet. Is there a way I can make it even more ridiculous where the chairs, like, I haven't gone as far as to stack them or put them on the table.
Right.
Because I really don't want a problem.
Right. Well, but today was the first. They have been askew, and the room has looked different other days when I've gone down there after having been in there already, when I don't think anyone's here. But I guess I'm not sure. You know, they could have been in a different conference room having a meeting with the door closed, and they, for some reason, went in that room because they needed the TV in there or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've never really given it a thought, and it's never been askew.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough
no
for me to react the way I reacted. You finally got me to where I was like, how could this have happened?
I love the one where, like, I did the first one. If you go right to around, you know, around the table from right to left, the first change I made is to have the chairs, like, the front of the chair just touching the other one. Like, if people were sitting in those chairs in that configuration, they'd be on top of each other.
Right. Holding hands and, like, doing some sort of a trust exercise or something. Yeah, right?
Something sexual. Like, it would be why would two chairs be positioned like that ever? Because it would never happen if you just got up and left. It would never end up where the chairs are literally touching front to front.
Right.
Yeah. And I know you had a thing about that one that's a different kind of chair.
Oh, yeah.
So I always make sure to move one of those.
Yeah.
The leather one.
Okay, yeah.
That's all over now. I mean, that's it.
That has been.
It's worth it.
What I've, prior to today, when, because the chairs, there are three kinds of chairs in the room.
Is that right?
There are.
I should know that by now. You'd think I would know that by now.
One set of them are exactly the same chairs that we're sitting in right now. Mm-hmm. Then there's chairs that have the same seat and back as we're sitting in, but have different arms, longer sort of curved arms. Then there are chairs that have those same curved arms, but different backs and seats, like full leather or whatever, vinyl, what I don't know, whatever it is, coverings. Hmm. And I told Allie this when I first brought it up to her. Eventually, I confided in her that I'm stopping short of looking in the other conference room to see if there's enough chairs to make all the ones in the room I walk through the same.
Swap them out.
So what I've done is I have all of the kind of chairs. The one kind of chairs are on one side of the table. The other kind of chairs are on the other side of the table. That all matches because I'm insane and that works for me. The ends of the table, anything goes. I don't really care.
Right. Okay.
So when
you've made that change.
When I see one of the chairs like we're sitting in on the other side of the table, I think, is there someone who wants that always sits over there that wants this chair that I'm annoying?
Yeah.
By moving it and forcing them to sit in this.
Well, they probably
it turns out it's just you the whole time.
Probably yes. No, there could be somebody who wants to sit in a certain chair, and they probably all sit in the same seats in those meetings.
You've had a months-long gag running. I went to Puerto Rico and come home, and finally you get it.
I don't even remember why I brought it up. I didn't have, like, a thought to bring it up. It was right at the beginning of a show one day last week, and do you remember why? I don't remember even why I said
it. You were missing me, that's why.
Something.
Couldn't have been that.
It just sort of came out. Like, I felt like I was probably ruining it. By announcing it.
Nobody said a word to me. Yeah.
Great for me. But thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. or instead, maybe we're just so into each other that nobody would spoil it. Maybe let's say it was that. Yeah, that nobody was listening.
That was it. Yeah, that had to be it.
Even nobody at work said anything to me.
Right.
I don't. That could be a bad sign. I mean, the key still works, but I don't know.
I got you. Yeah,
it could be ending soon for me.
Oh man, and I'm over here accusing poor Allie.
Well, not really. I mean, you didn't think it was her. You just didn't have a better idea.
I didn't have a better idea. Like she. I guess I forgot that I told you I have this thing about such detail about the chairs.
I could have given you the weekend on this.
Yeah, you definitely could have. You probably should have.
Somebody then maybe tells you. Maybe then somebody tells you.
Yeah, if I'm out tomorrow or something, maybe somebody says like, hey, you know, I heard you on Friday talking about the chairs. You know, it was Mike.
Should I have done that instead? Should I have just let it hang, until somebody else told him it was me? I don't know. I couldn't have.
I did. I'm trying to remember how long I let this run. We rented a car while we were in Puerto Rico, and it was a Hyundai Santa Fe, which is the same car you drive, but I guess it was a newer model because it doesn't look anything like your car. I described it to my kids because we were picking them up at the airport. I'm like, I'm going to be driving a car that looks like it was built in Minecraft, is how I would say it. And I like the car. I like the design of the car, but it's all sort of square.
Yeah.
It's just a lot, and it's very attractive, and it's super comfortable. We all fit. We're huge, and we all fit in there. It was great. I noticed, in fact, I think it was when the kids were flying in and I wanted to tell them what kind of car we were in, and I was in the car. I wasn't driving at the moment. And I was in the driver's seat of the car, and I'm looking around the car for some sign of what, like, tell me what you are, car, right? Usually a car has some insignia, the make or model on the dashboard somewhere. This car had no markings inside it at all to tell you what it was.
Okay.
So I noticed that, and then Owen was driving. The day we went and played golf, I had a few beers, and he didn't, so he drove us back from the golf course. And we're sitting at a red light, and I said to him, Take a look at your field of vision here for a second and tell me if you notice anything peculiar about this car. And I said, it has nothing to do with its operational functionality or safety or anything at all. It's aesthetic. Just tell me if you notice anything that seems odd about this car. And he sat there and he looked around, and then the light turned green. He started going, and he's like, this is driving me crazy. Like, what could it be? What is it? And I think I let him, like, through the night. I think it wasn't until hours later I said, there's no insignia that tells you what make or model car it is inside the car. Like, even when you start it up, it doesn't say, like, Hyundai, nothing. There was no, oh, that was kind of strange. Like, cars usually want you to know what you're driving.
Hmm.
So I had a little thing like that with him where I was able to.
You let him hang.
I let him hang for a bit. But
did you put all the chairs back?
Oh, yeah, the chairs were all back. Yeah. I couldn't.
Of course.
I couldn't. Well, I can't live.
Of course.
Like,
thank you for that. Because
right.
Now I have no chance that on like Monday morning somebody finally, that's enough. Enough with the chairs. They're all over the room. What happened in here? Then they get like the building people involved, and maybe there's cameras, and I guess I should be lucky that hasn't happened yet, as far as I know. Who's coming in here at night and moving all the chairs around? Like, that might be a thing you could ask. But
I love that this has been going on for months without me realizing it. It was never dramatic enough for me to notice like I did just now.
It only worked because you went down there twice.
That's right.
And I went in between
right.
and moved everything around. And when I come out of that room, I sort of jerk my head to the right to see if you're going to see me.
Right.
Like, what's my story? If we went down on the same break.
Mm-hmm.
And you see me come out of that room, like, what are you doing? What's this?
Yeah. You never come down here.
You never come down here. Okay.
That was a good, very good guess.
All right.
Full marks to you.
I got the payoff.
You did.
A Friday. Perfect. Perfect little payoff.
Really did. Because I was.
No guest in the way?
I was aghast when I walked back in the room.
Aghast.
I just like, how could this happen?
I was happy with the garbage can one. I don't know. Right up against the wall. A chair just like. Pinned against the wall with a garbage can in front of it. Maybe somebody had to throw up or something.
I'm not, I gotta tell you, I'm not even sure I noticed it.
Okay.
That's how shook I was when I walked in the room. Like, there was enough going on in my field of vision immediately that I probably, by the time I got to the garbage can chair, I just straightened it out and didn't even think about how it was positioned.
You were already wondering how.
Right. And I also was, I got down, it was a shorter break. I was worried about getting back. I was going to leave the chairs. I thought, I can't leave the chairs.
I also would do a back-to-back one that I like.
I need to fix the
chairs. I did a back-to-back one. Why would that be? Why would there be back-to-back?
Right.
Anyway, so much for that. That has ended. That chapter has been closed.
Wow.
Paul Hamilton after sports on WGR.